Welcome, everyone. Thank you all. People who are here. We have somebody here. Thank you. I thought there would be nobody here.
I'm the only one, but there's some over there.
And
so
we ignore them. So I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I don't have pizza. I don't have tacos. I thought about doing lobster this time, but nobody has lobster right now. I think Costco sold it all or something. Anyway, so welcome everyone to the Tuesday, November 25th City Council meeting. And we probably only have one more this calendar year. Usually we only do one in December.
Right.
But I know Funkhauser was talking to me about a couple special meetings in December. He's like, we really need some meetings because I miss you all. Anyway, we're going to start out with the Pledge of Allegiance. And Kathy, who is blessing us with her presence, is going to lead the way.
Be happy.
Yes, do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
And I always tell you, I'm going to follow some of the Nicene Creed. That's that Catholic thing. Oh, shoot, I forgot to turn on my microphone. I'm sorry, I didn't have my microphone on. So we're going to do the roll call now.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
Hyatt.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Soling, it's nice you join us. We don't have 250 people here, but it is nice to join us. So I want to know, though, did you have a good time in the UK?
I did.
Good for you. Did you learn anything?
They don't like Donald Trump.
Okay. That's not different than here, I don't think. Oh, God, don't put that on the radio. I'm going to get shot for that. There's people on either side. Okay. So a couple meetings ago, I was roundly criticized for not having a professional mayor's attire on. So, I stepped up the game. Dressed to the nines. Look at this.
Slacks.
Look at this. No, I got slacks. Come on, what is that? I got pants from Costco, okay? And I'm sporting, I'm gonna peel this off, don't get alarmed. I'm sporting the Yorkville, what do we call it, the Holiday 5K run sweatshirt?
Well, there was either the Jingle John run.
Well, the one that was just that I took first again. 44 minutes, but I took first in the mayor 57 and older category.
Yeah, the only one that entered that.
One of
them. Okay, anyway, I got to show you this. It's pretty awesome. It's very comfy. And I received a lot of compliments on this year. So look, oh, geez, I'm stripping again. Gosh darn it. Come on, do me a favor. Don't put this on Facebook this time. I'm getting beat up enough.
Nice.
Look at that. Is that? It is very warm, comfy.
There's something on the back.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Get Yeti to run, baby. Okay. So there. Now that we have all this out of the way, we have a quorum. I have no amendments to the agenda. Can you hear me okay out there? Okay. I know I've gotten that complaint before.
No, totally fine.
Okay. So, we have no presentations, we have no public hearings, so here's the comments, citizen comments on any item on the agenda. Do you want to comment on anything on the agenda?
No.
No? Oh. Okay.
There are two people online.
Oh, so. Okay. So there's a couple people on Zoom. Does anyone on Zoom want to speak to an item on the agenda?
If you'd like to, just raise your hand virtually or type into the chat and we'll unmute you.
And, yeah, thank God Bart knows how to do that, because I can't figure that hand-raising stuff out.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Okay. Next, we have the consent agenda, and it is really lengthy, so bear with me, folks. I'm going to go through this. Well, first let me get a motion in a second, and then I'll go through it.
So moved.
Second.
I think that was Coke and number two, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we have minutes from October 28th. Bill payments for $4,222,162.23. We have PW 2025-115, a resolution approving a change order related to the Eldermain Water Main Loop North Project, authorizing Mayor and City Clerk to execute. And was that one a reduction or an increase? I don't remember.
That one is a reduction.
That one's a reduction, okay. Then we have 2025-116, resolution approving change order number 2 related to Elder Main Water Main Loop South. Was that the increase or decrease?
That's the increase.
And how much was that increase?
About $84,000.
Okay. Yeah. But we're still well within budget on that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And Cyrus One is paying the bill.
Oh, that's right. It's getting, yeah, this is being fronted, paid for 100%, so if they never bill, no money out of our pocket. And we talked about, I think Mr. Plocher spoke about this last meeting, this is an area we wanted to get the services up to because it's a corridor for, hopefully we get some property taxes out of there. Excellent. Okay, and then the 2025-117 is a resolution approving a third change order related to the Southern Sanitary Sewer Connection. Is this one increase or decrease?
That one is a decrease.
Oh, 2 out of 3, not too bad. Okay, not as good as the Bears though. They're better than 2 out of 3 right now. So a resolution number 5 is a resolution approving a third. No, I just did that one. Then we have the Treasurer's Report for October 2025. This is really a lengthy consent agenda. And I will say, Mr. Funkhauser, I'm going to tell you thank you.
For the omnibus?
Yes, that's exactly the word I was looking for. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I thought you said on the bus at first, but then I figured it out. Okay, anyway, number 7, 2025-53, bond abatement ordinances. So what these are the bond abatements for the alternate revenue source. These are for the SSAs, correct?
The next ones are the SSAs. Oh, the next these are just alternate revenue bonds that we've done in the past.
Okay. But if we don't approve this, then they go on the levy, correct?
Correct.
So, and this is something we need to do every year, just it's a matter of the procedures. So we have the first one for $5,575,000, 2015 Series A. Next one's $1,235,000, Series 2014. Then we have $4,295,000, Series 2014 A. Next one's $8,250,000 for Series 2021. Next we have the ordinance abating the tax hereto levied for the year 2025 to pay debt service on general obligation bonds, Series 2023A. And finally, we have the ordinance, oh no, not finally, that's finally under 7. Ordinance abating the tax hereto levied for 2025 to pay debt service on general obligation bonds, alternate revenue source, Series 2025A and 2025B. That is item 7. Item 8, so this is the SSAs?
Correct.
And again, if we... Explain this to me again, Bart, how this SSA thing works.
Yeah, the SSAs were structured years ago so that there were millions of dollars per subdivision to build infrastructure, and then the way that those bonds were paid off was a promise by the residents to pay off those bonds over a number of years with a maximum tax levy established within the original bond ordinance. Over time, the assumptions under that bond ordinance have been more favorable to the residents than not, which means we can actually levy less of a tax than the maximum. So in the ordinance is an abatement for each one of these subdivision groups that say, you know, if the maximum tax is $2,100 or whatever it is, you know, we're abating $300 or $400 of it, and so the tax for each subdivision will be, you know, $1,600 or $1,700. So each one of the ordinances is slightly different, but in general, it's a 1.5% increase from last year to the next.
Thank you. And one of these we're actually going to vote on later to help lower that.
Correct, yeah. It's at 4% right now of an increase, but we'll zero that out after we get the refinancing done.
So that's kind of exciting. So the first one is number 23, or 2003-100 for Rain Tree, 2003-101 for Wyndette Ridge, 2004-104 Central Grand Reserve, 2004-107 Rain Tree Village 2, and 2005-108 and 2005-109 for Autumn Creek and Bristol Bay. And the first, the 2003, 4, and 5, that indicates the year, correct?
Correct.
So you can tell they're all very busy 20-odd years ago. We have item 9, ADM, admin that is, 2025-55. An ordinance for the amended levy and assessment of taxes for the fiscal year beginning May 1st, 2026, ending April 30th, 2027, for SSA number 2004-204 Fox Hill, and number 10, the same, beginning May 1st, 2026, ending April 30th, 2027, for the SSA 2006-119 Sunflower Estates. Those last two, essentially the HOAs, don't maintain anymore, and so they're turning over to the city, or they have years ago, and this is the cost to maintain the common areas, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Excellent. Okay, that was a mouthful. There's no discussion other than what I did. So we can just do a roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Okay. Next, we're down in the mayor's report. Well, before we get to this, I am sporting the sweatshirt. Tim, tell us about the festive activities we had last Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we had an outstanding weekend. Obviously, it started off Friday with our community performances by the school Magicals, and then as well as MyPack brought their famous Dancing Santas down. So, and then we had a parade, which we had about 20 to 25 parade floats this year, probably the largest we've ever had. Great turnout. I would expect around 500 people. You and I talked about Mr. Mayor that attended that night. We got to see us light the tree and some of the new Christmas decorations that we put down at Riverfront Park. That led into Saturday with our Rudolph 5K run, as well as our family Jingle John run 1K on Saturday at the Hurtville American Legion. Both of those had the highest attendance that we ever had, so it was a great way to kick off the Christmas season. So thank you to everyone that came, all the sponsors that were out there, everyone that participated this year.
Staff did an amazing job, as always. Thank you.
Yeah, went really, really well. So thank you to everyone, especially the police department for being there, the fire department for helping out with the runs, things of that nature.
And I love how we, and Saturday in particular, we work with the Legion and the Knights of Columbus.
Yep, the Legion obviously works with us using their hall and stuff like that at their place, and the Knights of Columbus were out there collecting canned goods, and they helped us with the race run.
Yeah, I made sure I didn't go the wrong way. I really wanted it. I wanted to kind of cheat and go a little quicker. Didn't work too well. So, yeah, it was a great, great event, both of them, and the weather was fantastic. So
it was. One other thing, just we have new decorations here at City Hall, at Town Square, and at Riverfront. Town Square is really, really unique in the sense of we have decked the trees along the pathway there. We have 50 different organizations that have participated this year in decking a tree. They'll be doing that throughout the weekend, but the lights are up in all three places. Hopefully people can go out and enjoy all the new lights and Christmas decorations that we have.
Thank you. I'm already receiving multiple comments on the decorations, so thank you.
Yep.
Looks pretty awesome. Okay, so next under Mayor's Report, item 1, 2025-82, looking for a motion to approve an ordinance providing for issuance of United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois Special Service Area Number 2004-104 Special Tax Refunding Bond Series 2025 Grand Reserve Project.
So moved.
Second.
Who that was? Was that Transier? Who was it?
It was either.
That's fine. You decide. I'm not going to argue over that. So, Bart, this is what we just talked about, right? Wait, Rob, you want to talk about this? Let's get you in the game here.
Sure.
Like third string or something. You're going to catch that pass?
I am.
Okay.
We can play tonight. This is the Grand Reserve SSA bond that we talked about previously. Back in October, you approved engagement letters for bond counsel, financial advisor, and the underwriter, Raymond James. So this would refinance the existing Grand Reserve SSA bonds, save about $434,000 over the remaining life of the bond through 2034, which would translate into savings of approximately $225 per year on a per parcel basis. So this is the final step in the process. Assuming it's approved tonight, we'll close on this bond before year end, and I'll be going back to you the first meeting in January to do a revised abatement ordinance for the Grand Reserve SSA that Bart previously mentioned, where we can get those year-over-year rates down to zero.
Questions or comments? Okay, roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Yes.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
You know, I didn't say this. I could say it at the end. I'll say it now. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thanks for making it tonight. We got a full house. It's amazing. But, everyone have a good Thanksgiving. The weather's supposed to be amazing. Man, the more snow we get, the better. Oh, dumb. I love it. Okay, next we are on to CC 2587, the tax levy. I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve a resolution requesting separate limiting rates for all city funds and an ordinance for the levy and assessment of taxes for the fiscal year beginning May 1st, 2026 and ending on April 30th, 2027.
So move.
Second.
Cornelius and Plocher. That's what I heard, at least. Rob, you want to take this one, too? You took the last one to the House. We're going to try two for two here.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. So first, we have the resolution requesting separate limiting rates. So that's just applying PTEL to both the city and library, which we've done for the last 10 years or so now. And the second is the actual ordinance to approve the levy. So the city's levy, which is new construction only, would be $4.172 million. $2.97 or $120,000 increase over the year prior. And then we are levying the max for the request of the library board at $1.538 million. But once PTEL is applied, that number will be clawed back to around $1.127 million.
Excellent. Now, Rob, tell us about the levy rate. Tell us about the rate. I hear you have some exciting news on the rate.
Yeah, the tax levy rate is 40 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, which is the lowest tax rate for the city in the city's history.
The lowest ever?
Well, at least going back to 1983. That's as far back.
Well, that's pretty dang far back.
Recorded history, as far as I'm concerned, it's the lowest. So, it would be the lowest rate.
And the decrease was quite a bit, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the decrease is 7.5% over the prior years, too.
Which is higher than our surrounding communities, at least Oswego, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
It's called Dan DeSanto, I'm telling that. So, okay, just want you to be aware of that, folks. Okay, any questions for Rob?
Congratulations, Rob. Thank you. Very commendable.
Okay, we'll do a roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice. You two back there don't look so awake back there, okay? I know it's pretty dull. Next, item three under Mayor's Report. I'm looking for motion second, approve 2588. Resolution approving liability cyber work comp insurance coverage for the calendar year 2026. Let me keep reading here.
From here.
For a one-year insurance agreement with the National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, PA, who the Bears just beat, by the way, Glatfelter, for property casualty insurance in an amount not to exceed $473,351, a one-year insurance agreement with Coalition for Cyber Insurance in an amount not to exceed $16,872, these are dollars we're talking about, a one-year insurance agreement with the Illinois Public Risk Fund for work comp insurance in an amount not to exceed $206,454, and a one-year agreement with Alliant Insurance Services for brokerage services in amount not to exceed $30,000 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So
Second.
Okay. Bart, anything you want to talk about here?
Yeah, so we are recommending to renew with our existing insurance carrier, despite the fact that the apples to oranges premium comparison to one of their competitors is about $30,000 higher. There are different coverage levels between the two insurance carriers, and then additionally, the competitor insurance carrier has a higher deductible for claims, which can eat into that premium. So, you know, we don't know each year how many, you know, claims are going to be filed, but each one is $10,000. So within the analysis in the packet, we assumed that one claim would be filed, just to show you that the $30,000 savings goes, you know, to $20,000 as an illustration. So, you know, there's a little bit more risk there, obviously. With that, you know, the different, you know, insurance coverages between the two. I think our existing carrier has better cyber security coverage, if I remember correctly. You know, just let us to, it's easier for us administratively, less man hours and everything to keep with our existing insurance carrier for potentially, no savings, depending on how many claims we have each year. But we recognize that sometimes, that isn't palatable, and so we wanted to have the discussion here tonight just about how comfortable you are with, you know, renewing at a potentially higher rate, although, you know, with less risk involved between the two carriers. So the motion is drafted to renew with our existing carrier.
And Mike Alicia is online in case we have any questions about the coverages and the rates.
And I have a question actually for Rob. Rob, what was the actual difference in the gross quotes? Do you remember?
I believe it was $20,000.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Well, wasn't it $30,000 and then they assumed that there'd be $10,000 of deductible?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. So.
So it's about 3% difference.
Correct.
If there's one deductible, if there's more, it's less. If there's zero, then it's a little more.
Yep.
Okay, I know this is new to all of you, so I'm open for questions or comments. Mr. Solon.
Do we have any baseline data on typically over the last, say, 10 years, 5 years, how many claims we get?
Mike, did we do the analysis of how many claims we've had on average that would hit if we transferred to ICRMT?
It's really not about the claim count part. It has to do with the average out of pocket would be, which we calculated, is about $6,500 per year over the past 5 years.
Okay.
Because the deductibles vary between Gladfelter and the ICRMT. Where it would hit the worst or the most is Gladfelter's $1,000 property deductible versus the ICRMT's $10,000. Like Gladfelter has general liability, and ICRMT would be about $1,000. So that really doesn't move the needle at all. Law enforcement, they're both at $25,000. Right there. So the big thing would be property.
So an example of a property claim would be a crashed vehicle or destroyed property.
It would be that would be general liability property damage. A property claim would be fire, wind, hail, electric strike, power surge, something like that.
Thank you.
UK Craig, does that answer your question? Okay.
Good. You got me an electric string.
Additionally to our existing carrier with litigation coverage has allowed us to use some of our in-house attorneys on different claims, some of which has been through conflict, conflict declarations. Whereas, their preferred attorney, the insurance company's preferred attorney, has a conflict, and so then they allow us to use ours, and both insurance companies would do that. However, ICRMT for litigation coverage would be directing all insurance claims to a firm that we haven't used before. They are, highly reputable, according to Mike. I haven't done any reference calls on them. But that would be a little bit of a switch from how we're currently doing things, in our existing litigation landscape.
Other questions or comments? So we have a motion and a second. Seeing no other conversation, discussion, we'll do a roll call, please.
Cornels.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, they're finally under the first mayor's report. I'm looking for motion to approve 2025-89, an ordinance authorizing the release of certain easements for the construction of water mains, roads. Anyone?
So moved.
Cornels?
Second.
Funkhauser? Okay. Bart, you want to just talk about this briefly?
Yeah, these are easements related to the infrastructure extensions associated with the Cyrus One project. We have temporary easements and permanent easements on this property. The project is generally complete, and so we're releasing the temporary easements.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Now, Public Works, I hear Mr. Cornels did yeoman's work the last couple meetings here. I'm going to turn over you since UK was in the UK. Are you okay, UK, with that?
Perfectly.
Okay. Rusty, you remember this stuff at all?
Yeah.
Okay, take it away.
Just last week.
BW 2025-112, resolution approving a bid to construct water main improvements along Illinois Route 126.
Is there a second?
Second.
Merrick, I believe it was. Any discussion? Questions? Roll call.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Fonkhauser?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
PW 2025-113, resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises, Inc.
Second. And that's for Route 126 water main improvements. Any discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Fonkhauser?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
PW 2025-114 East Van Emmon Street resurfacing balancing authorization number one.
Second by number two. And Bart, this is for, what was it, for sidewalks?
Yeah, we did some additional sidewalk work on a project with an 80-20 state to local funding split.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Fonkhauser?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
The last item is PW 2025-118, the resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises, Inc., Risk and Resilient Assessment and Emergency Response Plan 5-year review.
Is there a second?
Second.
I think I heard Merrick. Well, that's close, though. And so this is every 5 years, correct, Bart?
Correct.
So is it once every 5 years? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Roll call.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Fonkhauser?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Anything else? No?
No, not for Public Works.
Okay. Economic Development?
No report.
Public Safety?
No report.
Admin, I think that's back to you. Didn't you run that one too?
Yep.
Man, you are in charge.
All right, ADM 2025-52, resolution approving payment to Microsoft pursuant to a license agreement for Windows services for servers.
Just a second?
Second.
Soling, okay. And my understanding is this third year of a 3-year agreement, but because we've added some servers, we need to vote on this.
Correct.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Fonkhauser?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Park board, anything?
Nothing additional.
So keeping the twins in line there?
It's the dynamic duo.
Oh, the dynamic duo, I'm sorry.
Change the name.
Oh, Batman and Robin or something like that. Beavis and Butt. Those guys do a great job. They volunteered actually last weekend too, didn't they?
They drove in the parade and they were down there monitoring everything as we were setting up, making sure it was up to the standards that you would expect.
Yeah, they do a great job. Thank you. What's that?
Friend Barney.
Friend Barney?
Yeah.
What was the dude's name, the honeymooners? Jackie Gleason, what was his?
Ralph Cramden.
There you go. And Norton. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission, anything?
No report.
City Council report.
No report.
City Clerk report.
No report.
Community and Liaison reports. Please, Mr. Funkhouse, thank you.
I'm going to probably take JJ's thunder maybe, but I don't know. I'll go for this.
Go right ahead.
Next week we have Shop with the Cop, the seventh year that the Kiwanis Club has partnered with the police department. So I'm Monday, December 1st, 5 p.m., meeting at Target to do shopping. It's a great experience if you've never done it. So you shop and then come back here to City Hall, wrap the presents, get everything all situated. And then on Thursday the 4th at 6 o'clock, meet back here. There's the celebration, Santa's here. And that's when the presents are distributed to the kids and the families, and it's a great time. So it's a great event that I'm privileged to be part of with the police department.
What day did you say it was?
Yeah. So we've got Monday, December 1st for the shop, and then Thursday, December 4th for the actual Christmas celebration.
Very nice.
Did I miss anything, JJ?
Nope, you hit it perfect.
And the shop is 6 p.m.?
Shop is 5.
Well, it used to be 6.
We've changed it a little.
Okay, I just said automatic populate. Okay, so it's 5. Didn't Bon Jovi do a song? Shop with the cop, the Yorkville PD.
Very close.
Very close, yes. Very close. Anything else for community and liaison reports? No? Thank you. That's always a good time. And it's great to see those kids. It's exciting. Okay, staff report?
No reports.
Mayor's report continued. Public Works, Eric, Tim, what they poured the floors out there?
Yep, all the floors are now poured, and they're working on the last bit of like the aprons that approaches on the outside. Tomorrow is our last pour.
That's fantastic, and we're still looking at next summer, right?
Correct, early summer.
That's awesome, awesome. Lake Michigan, was there a report on Lake Michigan in our meeting? No?
Nope.
Next bid openings are mid-December, something like that, mid-December. Excellent. That'll be Santa coming to town, hopefully.
Or at least stay stable.
Hopefully it's not Kohl's in the stocking. Okay, additional business? Any citizen comments? Anyone in Zoom?
If anybody on Zoom wants to speak, just raise your hand virtually or type your name in the chat box and we'll unmute you. Doesn't look like it.
Okay, and I owe you all an apology. Executive session, I thought we were going to have one, but we don't. So, I know you're disappointed.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, that might be it. Wait a second.
That's it?
Oh, the German was top of the next page. You keep us here for the whole another week or something, Jory? Okay, is there a motion? Funkhauser, second motion adjourned?
Nope.
All in favor, signify by aye.
Yeah.
Opposed? Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you very much.